Father, what a great day that you've made here for us today. We know that everything is ruled by you, and you know the weather outside here, Lord, how you've changed it, almost completely turned it around there, Father, for us, just to let us know that you are God yet, Father, and we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for the beauty that you've been painting around us here, Father, with the flowers and things that are coming out, and we just ask you to protect them now, Lord, just so that we can see and just understand that beauty that you make out here, for Father, for us. That you said that we're to have joy, and that some of that, Lord, brings us joy just to see it. And to hear the birds singing and just all the aspects around us here, Father, as spring's coming and summer. And we just thank you, Father, for making all this for us and for your guidance and direction. We ask for your guidance and direction today here, Father, with the lesson. We just ask, Lord, as we study children, that you would just help us to bring our children up in the admonition of you, that they would serve you, Lord, when they get to the age, Lord, where that they're accountable for all things to you, Lord. And we just ask you would just help us with that. Be with the service to follow and just help us to learn more about you, and that you would just teach us and enlighten us through your word with your Holy Spirit. We thank and praise you for it all now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, perhaps the most frustrating aspect of the terrible twos, which we're going to talk about, is the tendency that they love to spill things. They love to destroy things. They love to eat horrible things. You never seen any, none of your children ever picked up bugs or anything like that, and you caught them eating it, or dog food, or, you know, we have one that she loves to crawl into the dog's house, first of all, and sit inside the dog house. And I know she gets into the dog food, but that's a granddaughter, that is, not my daughter. So they eat horrible things. I know none of you go through this. They destroy things. Never destroyed anything for you. Never. And flush things. The kids were down here. Well, they were down yesterday, but the week before they were down, and one of them we caught with his toys playing in the toilet. So, and then, so they don't like to do anything like that. Hey, they even kill things when they're little like that. And most of all, they never get into anything. That's for sure. Never. And they also have this here thing that they love to make you embarrassed, especially when you're out here somewhere eating lunch and they decide to sneeze on the person next to you, you know, that's around there. Lord, and you just, you know, what can you say? What can you do? You know, it's just something that's very embarrassing for you. So, it's hard to explain the things that go through their little minds at that particular time. We had one say to us this morning, we have one of the tornadoes with us for the week. So we'll see how things go. But he says to his Mimi, you know, how was that? Something about... I mean, it was breakfast, and he was going to eat anyhow. But is there any chance that he can get something to eat? You know, so and then he wanted to bring his toys into church, and Mimi says, "No, we don't take nothing into church. We go to Sunday school and stuff here." And what did he say? Something about I'm not happy about that. Yeah. So, you know, what goes through their minds, who knows? I can't tell you. You know, it's just one of the things, you know, they can embarrass you and things like that. Another thrill that a mother has, especially you mothers, I'm sure you found it while dads are at work or something, that you open the bedroom door and you find lipstick all over the place. They have it in their hair. They have it on the carpet. They have their handprint on the wall someplace where with the lipstick, And then they also, you can smell the aroma of Chanel number 5, which he just anointed his baby brother with, or sister, or whatever. So, you know, you're never going through none of that. I'm sure none of you, you know, that you ever seen these terrible twos, you know, the twos and the threes. But it's just not only them. It's the, this stuff happens to these older ones do the same kind of things. As a matter of fact, yesterday, number one, they shouldn't be upstairs, especially in my room, my man cave, playing in my man cave. Now, I am somebody that I love hard pretzels, and I do not want anybody messing with my hard pretzels because they have, I'm not a salt freak, but hard pretzels have salt on them, and I love that salt that's on them. I don't salt nothing else. I don't salt stuff or anything like that, but I love my hard pretzels with salt on them. And this happened before, and I said to my wife, do not let the kids get into my pretzels. They knock the salt off of them. Well, I have this nice jug of salt pretzels in my man cave, and evidently somebody knew how to take the lid off of them, dump them all over the floor, and it seems like they took, and evidently they thought they were in the old times where you put the grapes in the wine press, you know, and you stomped it. Well, now my big pretzels are little pretzels, and there's no salt on them. So I'm going to take them back to the store and put them on the store shelf, you know, that it says broken pretzels, you know. You can buy, because you can buy broken pretzels, you know. So I'm going to take these back and have them so that I can get another. But I can't believe it. I guess that I wasn't there, but it was one big mess. A matter of fact, I can't believe it, but my younger son actually cleaned it up, and he said there was salt every place. So, you know, what do you do, you know? I eat them. That's the thing, you know. Yeah, listen. Yeah, she can't believe that they can't get it off, but I know I twisted it on, but yeah. But the lid was busted, so I think that, he's the football player anyhow. I think he's taking his fist and beating on it or something, you know, and busted the lid off, but anyhow. Well, even laying it down and jumping up on top of it, you know, you blow the lid off after a while, you bust it. But anyhow, it was just one of them things, you know, and you think, you know, and we're talking about discipline and stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, I wonder if you discipline somebody like that for that. Because, you know, if that would have been one of my kids, I mean, this is my grandkid, but I think if that would have been one of my kids, probably I would have did just a little bit of discipline to them, you know. but you know how it is whenever you get grandkids, you know, use that, you all that have the grandkids, you sit and you laugh at them, you know. It's like there's a video, if you haven't seen it yet, of a little boy that got out the olive oil, and he put it all over the floor, and he's trying to get it up and out of, you know that. Now this wasn't mine, no way. Mine wouldn't do something like this, but my brother, you know, his grandkids. that one's a funny one. I'll tell you, that was a funny one. That one there, I mean, even if he needed discipline, I could have never did that because I mean, that one was him trying to get up and, you know, and just sliding right back down, and then he's getting frustrated and stuff. I mean, that's the funny one. That is funny, you know, stuff like that. So they do these things, you know, and you know, you parents, you know, that you ones that you big fam that has the big families. I was just thinking about this morning. I'm thinking, you know. Yes, you go through all this stuff all the time. But how many of you lay in bed at night and just talk to one another? You know, then you're upset. You're mad. You're really mad and stuff. But then you lay in bed at night and you talk to one another and you start laughing and giggling and carrying on about it because of what they did. You know, it is something, you know. It is something. And it boggles my mind to think, you know, of how that they can not, you know, with the behavior and everything that they have. And you think back about it, you know. Here this little baby is, you know, you're carrying him in the womb. But as soon as you have them, all this stuff just seems to start. And it's because of what Adam and Eve did back in that garden. You know, I wonder what it would have been like if they would have never sinned and we'd have children that never sinned. I mean, wow. But it's not that way. Not that way at all. And you have all this behavior stuff, you know, that you have to handle. And you ones with the bigger families, I mean, even us that had the smaller families, a lot of times, you know, it's an everyday thing. Every day. Sometimes it's an everyday moment, you know, that it's going on. And you want to get something done, and you get frustrated because the kids are doing this, and you're trying to do that. And it's just amazing, you know, to me about all this stuff. Well, anyhow, this guy that I'm getting this from, he was saying that his 2-year-old daughter was fascinated one day as he was standing in front of the mirror, lathering his face up, you know, and she's standing there and watching him shave. And he said, that should have told him something, but he never thought about it, you know. Till the next day that his wife walked into the bathroom, the dog was sitting up on the commode, and he had lathered, there was all this lather all over the top of the dog's head, and the dog's head was shaved. And he said his wife hollered at him, at the daughter, and I guess both of them just took off running to try to hide because, you know, she couldn't even believe what happened and took place. And, you know, that would have been funny, you know, to see something like that there, a 2-year-old shaving a dog. And he said all that was left was the dog's 2 ears standing up and the bald head on the dog. So, you know, you have these kind of things. And then he said also his son would, he was just one of them kids that was just constantly making messes. Now, I know that you don't have any like that whatsoever, you know. We never did. But mess here, mess there. I guess he made messes all over the place, and he got to learn the word mess, you know, what the word mess was and what the word mess meant. And he said one day he was taking a shower, and he happened to let the door open, and the boy walked in, and some of the water got out on the floor, you know, from the shower. And he's hollering at his dad. He says, "What all this mess is here? What's all this mess here?" You know, he's trying to say to him, "What's all this mess here?" He's trying to tell him, you know, and you know, and how they're learning to talk, and some of the words that come out, you know, it's just amazing, you know, what comes out of their mouths and things like that there. So, you know. You have all this. You have to have a sense of humor. You have to have a sense of humor. Because if you don't have a sense of humor, you're never going to make it. You just aren't going to make it. You know, that's just the way it is. You have to have that sense of humor with these children, you know. And toddlers especially, you know, you've got to handle the different conflicts that happen every day. And so, you know, you go through it, you know, these terrible twos, threes, you know, and it's just not them, you know, as far as I care, it's 4 and 5 year olds too, you know, it's the same thing, you know, I've seen it, you know it, and you just go through these different things, you know, and so, you know, how do you handle things like this, you know, how do you handle the discipline, what do you do when they're bad, you know? And whenever they do the different kind of things, you know, here that you don't want them to do, you're trying to train them, you're trying to teach them, you're trying to get them, you know. I mean, wouldn't it be embarrassing if you went to somebody's house and all of a sudden they just have one big mess? They got into the shower and they got into the shampoo, and two of the kids come running out and their shampoo all over them because one of them is... You know, and one says, "Mason put it on my face." Yeah, but he has it all over him too. So how did both of you get it? See, these are things that happen at our house. So, you know, we see these things. So now my wife has to put the shampoo up because they got to play in the shower. Now we have a playroom, but you know, we can't send them to the playroom. They play all over the house. So, you know, and you know what it's like. I mean, our house. I mean, our kids grew up. But we have grandkids. And one thing I can't figure out and I probably will never figure out. I know I have double the toys and stuff that I had when my kids were there. And whenever there's grandkids there, and the whole bunch of them get together, it looks like somebody put a piece of dynamite off in my house. I mean, it is just, you got to watch how you walk, where you walk, because you're trampling on this toy, you're trampling on that thing, you know. And it's just wild. It's just a mess, you know. It's just one of them things. And bicycles. I thought I was done with the bicycle age. There's more bicycles on my front porch than you can shake a stick at. And I don't know who rides them all, you know, because of all these bicycles. But we've got it, man. You just ask me, I've got her, you know. There's no doubt about it. So you have these conflicts. You have all this here, you know. And you know, you got to have a balance between some of this stuff, you know. You've got to show them, you know, who the authority and stuff is too. Because this is a time, this is an age where, you know, either they're going to obey you or they're not going to obey you. And that's why I keep saying, and you say it also to me, you must be consistent with your, you know, with what you're going to do and how you're going to handle things and things like that there. So, you know, you have these things. You got to have this balance, you know. You've got to show them, you know, just what, and you know, and it doesn't hurt to sit down and tell them verses or show them verses in the Bible, just like Ephesians 6:1. You know that one. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Teach them that. They've got to have responsibility. This is a time to start teaching them responsibility and things like that there. And you have to teach them that, you know. So, you know, you got to have special ingredients. You have to have love, but also you got to have control, you know. Sometimes I understand. It just seems like things are just completely out of control, you know. But you got to have control, you know. You got to have control along with the love. You got to have the checks and balance system, you know. You got to have it, you know. You just have to have these things. So you know, the different things with a toddler, you know, you got to have the mercy, you got to have the justice, you got to have the authority, and like I said, you got to have the love and the control of it. How do you discipline a naughty, a bad, 2 or 3 year old? How would you handle that? Something happened in your families, anybody, you know. And some of you older ones, how did you handle it when you had a 2 or 3 year old? Anybody, like I say, how would you handle it if someone that is bad, really bad, you know, did things that you told them not to do and they went and did it anyhow? How do you handle it? My wife would say she'd just beat them. So, no. Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I agree with Nate. But, you know, I have one that's heading, you know, I've got 2 and a 3 year old. You know, I mean, timeouts just are not ready for timeouts yet at that age. But they need a consequence that, you know, get an immediate reaction. And we dealt with it this morning.
The older ones, how did you handle it? Van, how did you handle it? You had 2 and 3 year olds at one time. I mean, that's a long time, I know, to think back, but...
So you had to start doing something that they recognize will be a consequence of doing something that they once thought they have to relate. And then as they grow older, that has to change, right, too. You know, all of a sudden you can introduce some logic into the proceedings, and you can do that. But at that age, it's mostly something that they then recognize that it was wrong, and if they did something wrong again, they would get it again.
How'd you handle, Pastor? You had a few. Now, you're a pastor, remember. Now, we don't want to hear how you got upset and mad.
I think it varies. You know, sometimes it's a slap on the hand with no, or taking something away from you. But it is difficult at that age to get them to understand you're limited what they are going to understand.
Anybody else? Go ahead, Pastor.
I just thought of one instance. Ben, I forget what age this was, Ben, somewhere around this time frame, but he'd get mad and he'd just get down on his floor, his hands and knees, start banging his head on the floor. And watch that thing take place a few times. And I don't think that's something you want to spank a child for, but it's not something you want to continue either. But what I did was say, hey, everybody, look. Everybody come around here. And after dinner a few times, and we did this, got around him and looked at his watch. Ben's banging his head on the floor. He kept doing it for a moment, and he stopped, and he looked up at us, and he never did it again. So it's just, you've got to assess what's going on there and just try to figure out it. And I think God just gave you the wisdom on that one, but how to deal with it.
That's a good one. I never thought of that. We had the same problem. The same problem with Isaiah. Chad did, and he would just beat his head against the wall and everything else, And they licked him for it. And one day he did it down at our place. And buddy, I'm telling you, I didn't let off. I give it to him big time. And but it just didn't seem to help. But then I don't know what happened. And all of a sudden, he just seemed to, I don't know if he outgrew it or what, but he just went, unless he hurt himself or something one time, I don't know. But then it just kind of stopped. But I never thought about that. That would have been a good one maybe to do something like that with that. Well, this guy here says, I'm not saying, and I'll show you here in a second here or so. But he said, they don't have no energy. At this age. You watch this morning. If you want to watch this morning, watch those younger ones come out of that Sunday school room and come in here. Now, you know that they're just going to come right in here and sit down in that chair and not do nothing, They got that energy, and they want to get some of that energy, so they're going to be all around, And that's the way they are, with us with junior church back here too, Even during, after things here go on, and stuff, that they sit for a little bit, but then they go back here, and then, that energy wants to come out in them, and stuff. But and that's okay. I understand that. We don't discipline or nothing like that, but we say, okay, look, sit, sit down now. You got to be calm. Okay, we're going to start here, you know. And I start out with, I make them put their hands above their head, fold them. Then we bring them down. And that's when we pray, you know. And I say, okay, bow your head and close your eyes. I say, nobody peeks. If you're getting caught peeking, you're not getting, you know, you're losing whatever your reward is going to be today, you know, and stuff like that. There, we do that with them, you know. And I'll tell you what, it works. You know, that works, you know. And we pray and stuff like that there. But, you know, they got that energy. And sometimes, I mean, in between things, we even, you know, I'll make them stand up, you know, and I say, okay, now let's start running. You know, there's a dog coming down the road, woo, 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 you know, and he's chasing you. Come on, you got to start running. You know, I try to get some of that energy out of them so they can sit down, listen to what we have for them. Because if you don't, while they're telling the stories, you lost them. You know, you lost them. So you've got to, you know, you got to get that energy, try to get some of that energy out of them and stuff. And so that's what we do. But this guy said that, you know, they have all this energy, and one of the things they hate to do is just to try to keep that energy, you know, under control. So he says, make them sit in a chair, you know. And he says, you know, after a few minutes, you know, they're starting to sit in that chair, stay there in that chair, you know. And after a while, it's something that they start to remember, you know, that they sit in that chair. But as you're going to, the question you're going to ask me right off the hand is, what if they don't stay in the chair? You know, what if they don't stay in the chair that you put them there? Now what do you do? What's your next step? Or, and I know that none of you go through this, you put them in bed at night and bam! They're back out of that bed. What do you do? How do you handle that situation? Go ahead.
I just see some more difficulties with the bigger family. Sitting in the chair, that may work if you've got two kids and you can sit there and watch. But when you've got five other kids going something in the chair, that's why spanking works. You spank them, yeah, it may take a half hour, whatever it takes, and the other ones are running around a little bit, but then it's done.
Okay, we're leading up to this.
I mean, if you have one or two children, it's a different ballgame than when you have more than that. It's just, you know, you can spend the time where you can't take the individual time to, you know, they're going to know, well, mom's occupied, I can do whatever.
And so then,
yeah, and so therefore it's like, okay, you know, they understand that. Well, so then you get done dealing with this child, you come back and you have to deal with this one, this one, this one, because this all just took place. You know, reality is, you got to take care of business where everybody is, because...
Well, and I'm going here, I mean, like I say, I'm going even with the, you know, the getting out of bed at night. Now, most of your older ones, you know, if you put them to bed, most of the time, I say most of the time, they're going to stay in bed, hopefully, hopefully, while you deal with the other ones. But, you know, and it's the same way with the older ones. I mean, you can do this same thing here with them, you know. Sit them down and talk. This is what he's, now I'm telling you what he's saying, okay. He says, you sit them down and talk to them. Tell them, okay, say his name's Johnny. Johnny, okay? Mommy said, stay in bed. Now, you get out of bed, you get one SWAT. Okay? So, mommy goes out the door. All of a sudden, boom, out of bed he comes. Now, what do you do? What did you tell him that you were going to do? Okay, you're going to give him a SWAT? He says, give them the SWAT. Take that switch, lay it right there where they can see it, and say, you get out of bed. And the next time, you get two SWATs. Okay? And he says, be consistent at it until that they know we're not getting out of bed. They get out of bed again, they get the two SWATs. Up it, You know, you just keep doing that until they do. Same way with being in the chair. You're in the chair, you get out of the chair, you get one swat. You know, I know, I understand, I know what you're talking about. I'm just telling you what this guy's saying. Yeah, I'm talking about the consistency. You get the consistency of it, you know. That's what I'm. That's my thing, you know, on it, to be the consistent of saying, you know, I told you, you're getting one swat or whatever, you know, you're gonna get it, and then you do it when they do it, and you just got to keep doing it until they decide that you're the boss. You're the one that says, you know, and you can even tell them, look, you need your rest. I want you in bed. You're going to get up early in the morning. Because, hey, a lot of them, the one that's staying with us right now, 7 o'clock, I'm telling you, it's just like that. Or before he's out of bed, you know, and he wants to start in, you know. So, you know, you have to be consistent, you know, and tell them, I want your rest. I want you to have rest. If not, you're going to get sick, you know. Now, this, we got one over on this and here one here. He hates pinchies, and that's shots. You know, you take him to the doctor, he calls them pinchies. He literally hates them. All those grandkids on that side, definitely. I mean, all kids, though, they do not like them. Hey, listen, when I was young, I'll tell you, buddy, I'd have sooner fought you, you know, that anything to go and get a shot or anything like that there. Well, you need to break your back and you need to break your neck and you need to break some this and that things, you know. After a while, it's a zero. It's nothing now, you know. But, buddy, when I was a kid, you know, I myself, you know. But we tell him, okay, look, you're going to get sick, you know, if you don't listen. You're going to have to go back into the hospital. You're going to get these pinchies. And, buddy, his eyes light right up when you say that. So he learned something, you know, from that. So we have that kind of hanging over him, you know, a little bit, that we can tell him, you know, things like that. And, you know, that's just an instance, you know, of things like that do happen and take place. So, you know, you go through these things, you know. You've got to be consistent at what you do. You've got to let them know that you're the boss, you know. You have to have, like I said, love and control, you know. Both. They both come together. And just like Ben said here, there's times where you're just frustrated. I'm not even telling you how many swats you're getting. It's going to be till I'm done. You know, that's just the way it is. And seriously, my wife can tell you, that's the way I handle things. And I probably shouldn't have. I should have did it, you know, a little different. But, buddy, when I was upset, you know, they got it. You know, and they knew that they got it. It wasn't this here when one goes down the steps and says, I like mom's swats, you know, they don't hurt. But mom heard that, you know, so she took care of that right away. But yeah. If you'd start off though, let me ask you this: if you start off with the one swat, but you're consistent, say, okay, you're going to get two. She jumps out of bed again, she gets two. You're going to get three the next time. She jumps out of bed, she gets three. You get up to the 20. You get up there, you're still going to get up maybe to the 20 swats, but you know she has time to think about it a little bit instead of just doing it all at once. I don't know. I'm just questioning on that. You know, let them think about it a little bit.
You're right about that. I just never get to bed, though. You give them a full dose, and then they come on okay.
Yeah. Okay. Back in, okay, go ahead, Pastor.
What makes this all difficult is each child's different.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And, you know, like with Ben, his attitude was, well, do what you got to do, I'm going to do it anyway. Spankings is really in the face of it. And you just got to learn to think about this and, okay, what's going to work with this child?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in this stage of my life, I have a higher pain tolerance, I think, because of everything that I went through than what I did before. Because my body got so used to, I mean, I'm in constant pain all the time, but my body just kind of gets used to it, you know. And when I go to the doctors and stuff and they do some of these things, they said, that really should have hurt you. And I said, well, it wasn't bad, you know. You know, because my pain tolerance is different now than what it was. So, Pastor's right, you know, on that. Each kid, their pain tolerance, you know. I mean, maybe you are upset. Maybe you really do give it to them. And it may not faze them, you know. And you think, man, oh, man, how much harder do I got to hit, you know. But, you know, it's just one of them things. But I do think you got to get something to them that they do not like. You know, that you can tell that they don't like, and then you gotta get to that, you know, to help them out. Back in 1974, now, back in 1974, that was just a couple years ago. But this doctor wrote, he said, inability to be firm is, to my mind, the commonest problem of parents in America today. They don't want to be firm. Back then, they didn't want to be firm. Today they don't want to be firm, you know. It's just one of them things, you know, that they go through. That parents, you know, some parents just don't like to do those kind of things. They don't want to do those kind of things, you know, be firm. But yet, you know, what are they teaching their children if they don't want to be firm, you know? So we're talking about spanking and things like that there, and that's what, you know, that's what we started, you know, with out here, and that's how we got to where we were, you know, and stuff. But why, okay, we'll start off with this question. Why do you spank? That's right. God's Word says, you know, I read the verses off to you. I even have them here. Proverbs, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's at least 6 there for sure that tell you about spanking, you know. And you should do it. You know, it's one of them things. Go ahead.
I have just learned about certain people that I thought would have spanked and don't. And it really surprises me. And I think that one of the main reasons that people don't want to spank their kids, I don't think it's for the child. I think it's for the parents. I think it's because it's a difficult thing to do. It's time consuming. But it's unpleasant. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I mean, how many of you love to spank? How many of you love to do that? You know, it's to the point now where, you know, my wife, I get a little bit upset with her. Because when the grandkids are there, she won't hardly do anything to them, you know. And I just say, if that would have been your kids, and my kids even will say to her, Mom, if that would have been me, you'd have given it to me. You know, and she's, well, it's my grandkid, and it's just kind of a little bit funny right now and stuff, you know, and this and that stuff. And I think, woman, what are you thinking? You know, you got to train them. But, you know, like she says, it's my grandkids, you know. Well, I know my kids, they just look at her sometimes, but they'll let her know, too, you know. You did to me, Mom? So, you know, that's the kind of things. But, yeah, spanking, you know, it God commands it. God definitely commands it in His Word, you know. If we're going to be God-fearing people, if we want to bring our children up to be God-fearing people, you must follow what the Word of God says. And we have to follow. We have to go through it. We have to do it. Whether we like to or whether we don't, just like she's saying here. All of us, you know, you don't want to do it. You hate to do it. You know, and sometimes it hurts you just as much as it hurts them. But you have to do it, you know. And so, you know, and it's that thing with the heart issue. You're trying to straighten out their heart. Not the behavior, but the heart, because the heart is what gives them the behavior. So you've got to do that, you know. You have to do that. And it's just one of them things that you have to discipline, you know. Bad behavior represents a failure to obey and is therefore the occasion for correction, but the focal point of correction is not behavior. You know, the focal point is the heart of the child that is called to submission to God's authority. It's God's authority. They've got to be called. You're trying to bring them up. You're trying to, you know, get them into God's authority, and you want them. You know, you want that child to be sweet. You want to you want their heart to be humbled. You want to be submissive to God and submissive to you. You know, and that's why that you spank them. You know, you have to do that. There's times, and you know. I know I had to do it, but there's times where, how else are you going to get their attention? No. There's times where that all of us parents, all of us, I'm not going to say just somebody individual, but all of us, we talk too much. You know what I mean? We talk and we talk and we talk, and we shouldn't do that, but we do. We talk too much, and then all of a sudden what happens? You know, the attention span, you know, it's way out there, but buddy, I have to laugh. You get that stick out, you know. Buddy, you got the attention. Yesterday, my back was itchy, and I have I use a yardstick. I'm sorry, I use a yardstick. That's what I have. That's what I use at home, you know, if I need to talk to the children. But I got it out, and my back was scratchy, you know, and I was going like this here, and Gage was there, and all of a sudden, he was getting special stuff from his Mimi, like she always gives him, you know, to eat. And he turns around and he sees me, and buddy, boom, he's backing up. I said, I'm not going to use this on you. I'm just scratching my back. I said, go ahead, you can walk by me. So he runs by me. He don't walk by me, you know. He knows what it is. He knows what it's for, you know, and stuff. But like I said, I was just scratching my back with it. I thought it was funny. But we have to. We have to, you know, we have to get their attention. And we have to address this heart issue, you know, and we have to, you know, get the heart issue right. You know, God wants us to do it. And you think about it, you know. If you refuse to do this, where will this child be 30 years from now? What will this child be doing, you know, out here in the workforce? You know, if you don't do it now, where will they be? A lot of you got, you know what it's like when you're out here working in the workforce, the different people that you work with. And you can tell. People that, you know, how they were brought up a lot of times. If you just think about it, you know, and see the way they act, the way they carry on, you know, some of the fits that they throw, an older person in their 30s, 20s, 30s, and even 40s, that you can see how they you know, they throw fits and things like that. Duh. That probably wasn't taken care of when you were a kid. You know, you can tell it. You can tell it. So, you know, like I say, where are they going to be? Where's the grandkids going to be 50 years from now if they're not taught? You know, where are they going to be? What's their heart attitude going to be like, you know? How are they ever going to see the need of Christ's forgiveness and grace if they never face the things that they need, the rebellion that they have, that it's not corrected? You know, that's the whole thing. They're not going to obey God. They're not going to obey God's word. They're not going to listen to it. You know, it's just going to go over their head, and they're going to forget about it. You know, and where are they going to be? So, you know, when they're in these younger ages, is when we've got to get a hold of them. We've got to get their attention. We've got to have the love, the control, but we got to get that heart straightened out, you know, for them. Questions or comments? Because I got to quit there already. We're going to go through a bunch of questions. Let you answer them, and we'll see how your answers are. Go ahead.
All this is what you're leading up to. It's the heart. Is what we're at.
Mm-hmm. It's the heart issue. Yes. Yes. You do. Yeah. And I mean, it's like the pastor said, and we've all said it, you know, already. Each child is different. You know, you can get the attention of one child, and buddy, the next time you talk, you got it. But then you know yourself. You have another child that you can talk to and talk to and talk to and talk to, and you think, is it ever going to sink in? Is it ever going to sink in? You know, you can spank them, spank them, spank them, spank them. Is it ever going to sink in? But you have to be consistent with it. You got to, you know, you got to keep after it. Any other questions or comments? Okay, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the day. We thank you for just the things here about children there, Lord, as we go through them. And it's all very interesting, Father, of what you've given to us as children for bringing them up and having them to obey you and to obey us. And so, Father, we just ask that we would be able to do that, and that the families, Lord, that you would just give them the wisdom for some of the different aspects of some of the different children, you know, Father, their wills and things like that that's in them, that we would be able to handle it and that we could straighten them out, Father, that they would serve you. We will thank and praise you for it all now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.